So sources are crucial, but tricky when it comes to prisoners of war, not least because paper was in huge shortage in prisoner of war camps in Korea. So if somebody wanted to write their first-hand experiences, to write a diary, they can't really. There isn't much paper. They don't get to write letters as much. Very heavily censored material can leave the prisoner of war camps, but there's nothing comparable to the sort of Second World War letters. Red Cross parcels aren't even initially allowed into prisoner of war camps. So it's a much more restricted in terms of written source material that we have. Prisoner of war experience can also be quite traumatic thing to talk about, both at the time and in later years. So again, it's something that historians need to be aware of, thinking about what traces people leave behind. We have to think about how difficult that experience might be to either write down or to put into words. And I think there's also a tendency to think that we know about prisoners of war. You know, we've seen the films, we know that it's barbed wire, it's escape attempts, it's guard towers. And actually, for not just for the Korean War, but for many modern conflicts, that's not what prisoner of war experience was like. So if we are, as historians, trying to make sense of prisoner of war experience, it's really important that we try and leave behind some of those preconceptions about what it means to be a prisoner of war, and take each context on its own terms, and using what source material we can find, but also maybe being creative about it as well, and thinking about, you know, looking to other source material like newspapers or film, novels, to see if there are other ways that we can look for that prisoner of war experience.